Blog Talk Radio.
King. I bless all of you, Israel. Hallelujah.
Good to see you. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Dow, and I'm glad to have each and every last one of you on this edition of The Straightway Truth. Well, we've been busy, ain't we? Hallelujah. Extremely busy. Let me see, I'm trying to figure out. It all depends on, Brother Scott, you're going to have to let me know what they're saying on the radio check concerning my mic and how things are going. Do I have a 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Shoot me some fingers, my brother, and let me know what we're doing up there as far as the saints go. I can't see it because I got a reflection back here. Hold your hands up a little higher. 10, all right. Well, we good to go then. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. Hey, was it really truly a debate? We can't say that it was, can we? However, I did accomplish what I wanted to do, which was get the information out there, and I made it very difficult and hard for people to refute. It's true. And not only that, listen to me very closely. I'm disappointed that I was debating in a very dullard, ignorant, stupid man who literally has no scholarship whatsoever at all, but is a man that is full of Leviathan, the spirit of Leviathan, and vainly puffed up in the spirit of his mind that the only thing that he had going on for him is to he had to resort to name calling, which, you know what I mean? Elder Rupert even had to tell me some of the slanders that he was actually throwing and the curses he was throwing my way. And I was like, oh, boy. Anyway, the people on the internet is letting that ignorant fool have it. I mean, he really, truly is. And it's sad. And I want y'all to take note of what happens when you are defiled in your mind and conscience and you end up receiving a religious spirit. Can you imagine 62 years of living and that's the best that you are able to produce? 62 years. Can you believe that? What a wasted life. Man, it's so sad. It's so sad. It is so sad. But anyway, we're not going to spend the time on the broadcast on this. I'll give you an hour and a half tonight because I still have a, first of all, number one, I need to get some rest. But I'm going to give us an hour and a half tonight. So we're going to get right on to the point. But let me say this. Have you noticed that there is a group of people called the Amish? And you notice that hardly anybody in this world troubles them or bothers them. And you notice something about them? They live a strict, set-apart lifestyle. Nobody calls them cult. Not that I don't worry about that at all. I really, truly don't. But what I'm saying is they live a strict, set-apart lifestyle. And you notice one thing I notice about them? They never evangelize. You know the reason why they never evangelize? Look what they become. And almost, you know, in a lot of countries in this world, especially North America, you notice they have large communities scattered throughout this land and Canada and in Germany and other places. You notice that? But watch this. The reason why I bring it up, Bills, is because they are functioning like a true tribe. And they're unconcerned who their sons and their daughters are going to get married to. Do you know the reason why? Because their sons and their daughters, their organization is so big that when they have meetings and get-togethers, they have already a pool to pick from. Now look at us in the condition we're in today. What a sad situation. I have so many strong young men in Israel, hardworking young men, that would love to be able to have a wife. And I'm talking about well-to-do Israelites, to where a woman would not have to worry about anything financially. And almost every single meeting, they come to me. After viewing and looking at the sisterhood, they come to me and say, Pastor, I just don't see any sisters in Israel that I would want to get married to that is wife material. I just don't see it. Now, I'm telling you what well-to-do brothers are telling me, because they're just not going to accept anything just because a woman is there and available. They're really, truly looking for a wife. I mean, they're already established. They have land. They have home and everything. I mean, and we have a very nice job. But they're disappointed because, well, I mean, they can't go to the world and pick a woman because, I mean, think about it. Why would they want that headache? And then when they look in Israel, you get the majority of the people today with us, where they come from? The world. They put the head covering on, they put the dress on, but the mind has not changed. And these brothers who have embraced the message, they clearly see it. They go, man, I see plenty of sisters that I would consider, but when I look at them in their attitude and their dress, I see no different than the people in the world because of the way they carry themselves. And they're not fooled. It's a sad, sad, sad situation. It really, truly is. And then there are a couple that want to get married, that people are seeking my blessing. And I'm going to tell you all right now. Now, there's about three of you out there. You may seek my blessing in marriage, and I'm not going to give it to you unless I get a clearance from the Most High. Simple. It's just that. I'm just simply not going to do it. You will not go past your convictions with the Holy Spirit, and I will not go past mine. I simply cannot bless something that y'all has not given me a witness in. That's just true. So now you know my heart. It's just the way it is. So my focus and my attention is, if you think 20 years is a long time, 20 years from now, be the Father's will, I will be 70 years old. You know how many more adults is going to be in the ministry that'll be marriageable age? You know how many? I've been telling brothers, because the women that are 30, 40, 50 years old, they are so jacked up. I tell them flat out, you want to look in the age group of 19, 20, 21, 22, and no more than 24. And you want to look at that group and make sure that you discern clearly that these are women who have not had too many men in their lives. Because most women today, they just simply cannot get past all of the DNA that has been inserted in them, has brought about a confusion of minds and a confusion of faces, and the emotional deficits that they are experiencing. I don't see too many overcoming it. I just don't. And like I said before, I still hold fast to my words. Among many of you, you claim the title of wife, but you're not a wife. Because your husband's interest is not first. Your interest is first. And that's a pretty sorry man that will cater to your interest. And that's just my personal opinion. And so we've all had our conscience stimulated. You know, I often talk about a defibrillator being put on our minds. Well, we've had a defibrillator put on our minds. And you know what happens? If y'all can remember when Tamar, do y'all remember when Tamar was talking about tribalism? If you remember when Tamar was talking about tribalism, put up the number 7 in the chat room, if y'all remember that. All right? And I'll be right back here in just a moment before I continue on. Put up a number 7 if you can remember that, all right? Hallelujah. Let's make the devil mad.
These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Lord Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus.
Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them, set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose them, set them free right now. Spirits of explosion, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, you spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move right now. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, right now, Satan.
I remember that infeminate Mr. Roberts down there at the debate. He got embarrassed when he asked how many people have been healed and delivered in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yahshua at the debate. And there was a whole bunch of people raised their hands. And of course, he says, "You're liars. You're all liars." What a demonic entity is. I feel sorry for him. I really truly do. I think he's mentally ill. He just haven't been diagnosed. And I feel even more sorry for the people that sit and listen to that foolish and nonsense. But anyway, what I was saying is that, man, when Tamar was talking about tribalism, we were ministering about tribalism, people were excited. They was happy. Yeah, we a tribe, we a tribe. You know what happened? A little time goes by, and guess what? You digress. The people digress and went right back into the same old rut again. And instead of thinking about tribe, what you think about? Me. It's all about me. Me. I tell you, I run my house. Just like Sister Gina said, my wife is 100% assimilated with me, period. It's about me. It ain't about her. And when it's about me, she understands her role and function and the benefit she gets from it. And she actually gets to understand the blessing of the Most High Yah. She is there to help me. A man is not there to help meet your needs. You're there to help meet his needs. You see, this is talk that we don't like. But who can deny the wisdom that came out of Mother Gina's mouth? Who could resist it? Men, you've been exposed. Women, you've been exposed and told exactly who you are and what you are. Oh, Pastor, I've been saying it for a long time, but you don't want to hear that because of what? An emotional deficit in you. But when you got this meek, humbled, educated sister who's lived this thing for 25 years, when she comes and brings it to you and she reveals the secrets of your heart, I asked the sisters in the dining hall the other day and the brother, this is what I said. I said, "Sisters, how many of you thought that you were ready for the kingdom? And after hearing Mother Gina, ain't you glad that y'all didn't let you die in your sin, die in your iniquity where you were totally blinded to yourself? Could you imagine the haughtiness that many of you would have stood up in front of the king with when he would have talked just like Mother Gina did and revealed the secrets of your heart? And then you men who refuse to actually stand up to the women to be righteous and you give your strength over to them." Somebody said, "Pastor, it seems like that you're militant towards it." No, what I am is I'm tired of the bull crap. That's what I'm tired of, people not functioning in their roles and playing and acting like they're holy when they're wicked and defiled as hell. That's what I'm tired of, the hypocrisy, period. Because we ain't going to build no nation off no weak, spineless men, and we ain't going to build no nation off a woman that has emotional deficits, because if she does have seed, a man's seed, bearing a child, Can you imagine the mess that that first line teacher is going to sow into them children? That's why our children run today. That's why our children go away today and go into the world, because the mothers ain't worth a damn. Because they didn't edify. They did not lift up that husband as a father figure in front of the children's eyes. They showed the weakness of their sorry emotions and feelings, and act like there's something's wrong with them and stuff. And as a result, lost children to the world. And so I'm telling you, I'm putting my concentration, time, energy, and effort on the generation that's coming after us, because my generation, they ain't too much hope. They really truly ain't. They ain't too much hope for y'all at all. Will a few people change? Sure they will. Will it be an everlasting change? Yes, it will. Will it be a benefit? Yes, it will. Will we have a few mothers, just a few, in Israel that will be able to teach? Because the rest of you still entirely too selfish, self-absorbed, self-centered, self-focused, and foolish. Period. It's just a sad situation. And I know, well, we were doing pretty good past that. We was in Mother Gina. Now we back in it again. You know, I met three polygynous families in Fairfax, Virginia. They were beautiful. Every one of them were. Or part of the families. And I met at least 50 people I never saw before. What an honor and a privilege it was to meet each and every last one of you. Pastor Dow is humbled by your presence, humbled by you being there. A beautiful thing. Well, I don't know. Looks like the feed, some way, somehow, has done dropped up there. And I know, Brother Scott, the reason why is hiccuping. And I'm going to talk to Brother Scott here just for a second, all right? I'll be right back, okay? You know, instead of thought I played something, but it didn't play. Well, it is playing, but there ain't no volume to it. Oh, I see the reason why. They got it pulled down on the, everybody's messing with this switchboard. Hey, but you know what? Let me tell you something. I really wish that I didn't have to talk like this. I do. You won't believe how many times I be down in the office on Sabbath morning preparing the message. And I was like, man, it's going to be a good message. It's going to be an edifying message. And man, because I'm a pretty dynamic speaker. At least I've been told so. And I'm like, man, I want to encourage the saints and everything. Then by the time I get up here, and I discern the spirits, and I see all this mess on us. And then, of course, you know, y'all going to give me a different way to go. It's just the truth. It's so, so sad. It really, truly is. I hope that you do get it. But I remember when, man, tomorrow was talking about tribalism. Everybody said, yeah. And how long did it take you to get back in the rut? Mother Gina done come and expose, literally, what's going on with these Western women of today. And how out of shape and out of focus you are. How long is it going to take before you fall back into that rut again? Well, we will see, won't we? We will see. Hope we get a few holiness out of it. All right. Let's go ahead and start off with the elder, here tonight. Let's go to Brother Roderick there in Pennsylvania. Caller number 215-215, Brother Roderick. This is Pastor Dow. You on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Roderick?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. I am so glad to hear your voice, sir. And I'm so, so pleased that he showed favor in me and showed me you instead of someone else to hear this way of life. Sir, I am so pleased with you. I mean, after seeing someone else try to pass off information to us that's supposed to have been true, and I can see it wasn't me, a man that has not been this life that long, it's a shame, sir. It makes my generation really look bad. But I want to tell you, yes, sir, but I want to let you know that since I've come this way, even after having years of having a stable lifestyle and income, I know I'm going the right way now because the devil has found a way to try to push me off my stride every day. And a recent one is I just had a maintenance done on my furnace, and it wasn't working. The people came in, and they saw a wire glowing in my basement. If I had went to sleep, I would not have woken up, sir. I mean, but I want to let the devil know. I know that what you're trying to do, and I'm going to keep on walking. Bless you, sir. I bless y'all for you. Thank you for doing what you do and keep on educating us. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Brother Roger. Brother Roger, how old are you?
I'm 65, sir. I'm 65.
You know, that guy that I was debating is 62 years old, and I was thinking as I was listening to him, I was like, what an ignorant, foolish, wasted life that this man has. It is just, and to think that he is some type of teacher and preacher in Torah is embarrassing, literally embarrassing. I was like, it'd have been better for this man not even be born than to sit up there and to actually get up there and talk the way that he talked. I mean, what was your assessment of that man?
Sir, I am not an educated man as he claims to be. I mean, I only have a master's degree in nursing, but I let you know he couldn't follow the format. He didn't. How are you not going to follow a format that's set and laid out before you? How are you going to sit up there because you can so-called speak in another tongue, try to give somebody some and try to embarrass people with some oratory responses? I'm embarrassed, sir. I'm embarrassed. That's what my assumption is.
All right, my brother. Hey, I appreciate your words and your kindness. You keep listening, keep watching, my brother, okay?
Sir, I have found this way, and I'm going to keep on walking. This is my way. I have spent 30, 65, or 64 years on this planet, and I have finally found my truth. I'm not going anywhere. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, sir.
Be encouraged.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to New York. Caller number 646-646, Brother Mike. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Mike?
Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd. How you doing this evening?
I'm all right. Hey, Brother Mike, those people couldn't hear me because I didn't have the mic next to me, but they couldn't hear me rebuking that man as good when he was trying to confuse you over your question. You notice how I stepped in, right?
Pastor, I've been telling all the brothers about that. I was like, that's how a spiritual father is supposed to do it. When another man who don't know the word is trying to rebuke or trying to say something, you came right in. That made me feel so, so good. I was like, you see that? That's why I look at this man as my spiritual father. Hallelujah.
Glory to the
Hallelujah.
King. What you got, brother?
Pastor, I just wanted to tell you I love you. I miss everybody on the land. I miss all my brothers and sisters on Straightway. I can't wait to see Elder Felix tomorrow and all the brethren for Shabbat. I just love everybody, and I just want to tell you, cause I know you got to go because I know you want to get your rest. So I just want to say Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for all four of our pastors and the pastors that we have in the ministry, all the elders and all the teachers. I thank all of them for your edification with the words that you've been giving us. I can't wait for tomorrow for the service to hear what you have to say. And Mother Gina gave some wisdom. Man, it was rebuking me all day for the past couple of days, man. I was talking to Pastor Corey about it this morning. It was very edifying and very educational on knowing how far we are behind as a people from our culture, sir.
Well, like I said, if people just follow me as I follow Christ, they'd be all right, wouldn't
Yes, sir. If we all follow you as you follow Christ, we will be all right, sir. And we should all continue to do that. If we love the Father, that's what we're supposed to do. Hallelujah.
All right, bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, sir. Love you. Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Junior. Call number 929. It's Pastor Dow. You're on a Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Junior?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat shalom, Junior.
Yes, sir, man. That big bad wolf came up there, man. He ain't showing no honor. He ain't showing no respect. He ain't showing none of that. He's just nasty, man. He just
foul.
Want to be seen? I ain't. Like a damn gargoyle. What you trying to speak? This guy, man. Like he makes me sick. Look at him too. Most evil man I seen in my life, man. That's an evil man right there.
He is.
Wow.
He's of his father, the devil.
Yeah, he's something, man. He did supposed to do. You want to get information out to people who's serious. You know what I'm saying? You know, he wants to know. And I know you're not there for the people. I know you're doing your job, you know. But, you know, let's keep on this train, saving this train, you know. Stay here, you know, and safe, you know. Try to get right, you know. That's easy for next year, you know. And you know, taking word from Mother Jean, man, that hit me right there, man. Like wow, wow, I got exposed too. Like wow, 25 years of conditioning. Look at it, it's real. This book is real. It's not fake. Come on now.
What a beautiful Israelite mother that she is too. Just beautiful.
Mhm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So,
all right, Junior.
Take care.
Blessing him.
All right. Shalom, sir. Good night, sir. I love you so much.
Shalom. Let's go to California, clear across the country, to Brother Jawan. Call number 925-925. Pastor Dow, Young Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Jawan?
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, son. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor, and bless all the saints on the land and all the elders and Deacon Boone. And just that debate, Pastor, it was a lot for me to watch and sit back and listen to him speak. I kept getting up and wanting to walk away because you could see the spirit, and it was just like a lot from him talking. It was like, this is bull. So, and he was just trying a lot to gain. But also, Mother Gina revealed a whole lot, like a lot. And I'm glad you said, you know, we had to go back about 10 times and listen to it over and over again just to make sure, you know, that we caught what was said. But I don't want to be too long, but I do have a question for you.
Come on.
All right, so, hold on one second. Sister Melina said, shalom. In Isaiah 4:1, it says, in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, only let us be called by thy name to take away our approach. And then you go to Exodus 21:10-11. It says, if he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage shall he not diminish. And if he do not these three unto her, then she shall go out free without money. Now, the question I have is it safe to say, understanding that you did bring forward that these are the independent women, is it safe to say that these seven women are concubines and not wives?
Correct. They are not even, they're actually in the status of a servant. They haven't even received the designation of concubine, because remember this woman in Exodus 21, Elder Mitchell, she started off with the designation of a servant.
Yes.
And she had not yet been designated. There are four different case laws in Exodus 21, starting at verse 2 through 11. They all don't run concurrent or consecutive. Four different case laws, four different situations. So she was acting, all these people in Isaiah 4 was a reflection of the type of woman of the day, which you can read in Isaiah 3. And that will tell you the type of women that these were. It's kind of like the women today here in America and the mindset of a lot of our Israelite sisters. Am I making any sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the only reason why I asked is because I was looking at it. It was simple for me. I just looked at it like this. Okay. If a man take another wife and says food, clothes, you know, and her duty of marriage, okay, but two out of these three things, these women saying, no, I don't need it. I can do it for myself. You know, so I looked at it, well, if this is a man's job to do for his wife, and it says if he takes him another wife, literally, he has to do these things. And they're saying, no, you don't have to do that. Well, that takes away the fact of them being a wife. That's how I looked at it. And then you used to say all the time, if you have a wife that won't obey you, you don't have no wife. And I, for the longest time, this is years, you were saying this back in 2012. We are now in 2016, getting ready to be 17. I did not know what you were referring to. I didn't know what it was. Okay, well, if you don't have a wife that don't obey you, what do you have? And then it came out with the interview, you have a concubine. And I was just like, oh, my goodness, and there it is. So, and we've been, a lot of us, you know, including myself, have just been wondering the role of a concubine, and just besides, you know, a man treating her as he treated a wife, you know, what is that other status? And now it came too clear, we know exactly what it is.
Well, the role of a concubine is that, now mind you, we're dealing with concubinage totally different today than what they dealt with way back then. To define it biblically, she was a servant that ended up with the designation of concubines that did not graduate to a wife to have an inherited status. She wasn't inherited. That's the difference between a wife is someone that would inherit part of the estate of the man, if I can use today's terminology. A concubine is there to be in part of the family, be like a servant, you know what I mean, a maidservant or a servant to the wives, as well as having sexual or conjugal rights with the man. And that's how they end up becoming, that's how they end up part of the family, as a concubine. So you look at these women right here, that they couldn't have a man to take away their reproach. They couldn't get a man to take away their reproach because who knows, they probably put career, they probably put many things in front of or before the actual, you know, man. So therefore, they could not receive the designation of wife. And so therefore, they are concubines. And these women said, hey, all we need is to be able to have seed, because every woman, whether they like it or not, they don't want to admit it, desires to have children. Just like that that old broke down hag that man had, that he would just insult his wife. Look at my wife, she's a cripple and stuff. And they went all these years without seed. And I actually thank Yah that they didn't have seed, because if they did, and he would have taught them, it would have been a two more fold child of hell than he himself. So thank Yah for it. So I hope I answered your question.
Yes, sir, you did. And also, just to piggyback off of what you said, Mother Gina did say, you know, to know that Yah is not done with your man is he would have a, that man would have child. So obviously Yah is not dealing with that man. And then on top of that, to hear him blaspheme the Holy Spirit like that, you know, really blew my mind, because I've never seen anybody do it. And to watch him do it the way he did it twice.
But out here, huh?
I was like, oh. So, yeah. It really did. You know, I jumped up.
I told y'all it was a devil. Didn't I tell y'all it was a devil?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, but all right, Pastor. Bless you. Bless all the saints on the land. And Shabbat Shalom. I don't want to keep you too long.
Shabbat Shalom. All right. Let's go to Brother Robert, Pennsylvania. Call number 610-610. Well, where'd he go? Brother Robert, Pennsylvania, 610. It's Pastor Dow. You on the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast.
Shabbat Shalom.
Can help you. Shabbat Shalom.
How are you, sir?
I'm blessed of the Most High Yah.
Hallelujah. That was a wonderful example for all of us to see, a man of Yah who is sent, and then one is so-called sent. You showed all of the fruit. You exposed the devil. And there's nothing anyone could say that could refute the truth of God. Nothing.
Well, I definitely try to make sure that I display the fruit of spirit, because the devil was definitely trying to get me to act out of character.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we just bless you. Thank you. There's some saints here who want to say shalom to you. And we just, again, appreciate you for what you do. Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Rob. I just want to say thank you for everything. Thank you for giving Sister Katie that letter for work. We really appreciate it. And I also just want to say thank you for everything, like this debate and everything you bring in us, like every way you're bringing us, Pastor, because we're learning so much, and when we're receiving it, and, you know, it's like we're trying to step up and do what we have to do, Pastor. And one question I had was, during, Mother Gina, when you were talking to her, and you said that a man, that you don't think a man should have one female having a child every year, or like just every time she can. Like, do you think that it should be, that you should wait like 2 years for the next one, or should you just keep going until whenever?
My brother, I have delivered, I delivered four, I could say five, and been, you know, highly involved in the delivery of another. So I could say five deliveries. And brother, I see the trauma that the woman's body go through. And it takes a long time for that body to recuperate. Now, can a woman? Sure she can. I mean, it's just like regular old dogs out here, man. A dog, if they in heat, man, I tell you, they can go ahead and get caught and stuff, but is it a good thing to do? Just because Mother Nature or nature is saying it's all right. Man, it takes the woman's body at least a year and a half to 2 years to recover from one birth.
Mm-hmm.
But to turn around and jump right off into one baby after the next, after the next, after the next, we just don't understand. Listen to me. We don't understand what a baby pulls from the mother. We're talking about minerals. We're talking about pulling from her very construct. And we're in a bad environment as is. I would think that it would be prudent that we should wait a couple of years after having a child just for health's sake and health purposes.
Received. Thank you, Pastor. Just once again, I just want to thank you for everything, Pastor. And I tried to go back and watch the debate, but my spirit won't. Just my spirit is just. Every time, you know, the elder guy, the Robert, whatever it is, every time I talk, my spirit just hung upside down, and it's just like I try to get as much as I can from it, but I just can't go back and watch it. And I just appreciate where Mother Gina came and brought, because I see in my wife, after her listening to it like two or three times, I see the change and just the understanding of her recognizing who she is and who she needs to be. So I just want to say Shabbat Shalom and just thank you for everything. And we have some sisters here that just want to talk to you.
Well, y'all go back to listen to that debate. Don't go back to listen to him. Fast forward past him and just go straight to my answers, and then your spirit will be all right, because that guy's a reprobate. Let's hear from the sisters. We got to get moving.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. This is Sister Katie.
Hey, bless you, Sister Katie.
Bless you. I just wanted to say Shabbat shalom and that I love all the saints. I love you. All the saints on the land. Off the land. And that's it. Oh, and thank you for the letter again.
You're welcome.
I really do appreciate it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. There's two other sisters.
Just have a Rob or Elder Felix or somebody to sign my name on it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you. There's two other sisters I want to say something.
Should I go on, Pastor? This is Diana.
Hey, bless you.
Bless you, Pastor. Oh, man. just learning how wicked I am and how far removed my generation is and how good I feel in those ways now is helping me through this betrothal before I even can be an honorable wife one day. So I want to say thank you to all the mother, well, the mother that helped, and all the sisters, and to you, and just Shabbat Shalom to my family. Love you guys.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, honey.
I love you.
Love you too.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, honey.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Glory to the King. That's Pennsylvania. Let's go to Maryland. Call number 443-443 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strip Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Maryland.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you. Bless you. I just wanted to come up here and talk to you for a minute. I haven't had an opportunity to speak to you, sir.
Is this Brother Brad?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
but there's a reason why you hadn't had an opportunity to speak to me. The reason why is because you done went out and done your own will and done your own thing. You've been very presumptuous, and nobody wants to talk to you because you're full of yourself. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
That's the reason why nobody wants to talk to you. So bye. Let's go to Virginia. Call number 571-571, Brother Chris. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Chris. I don't know what it's doing right now. Most of y'all missed me. I just got finished rebuking Brother Brad and hung up on him because I don't want to hear from him. Not at this time, I don't. Just flat out don't want to hear from him. I ain't got time for you presumptuous people that decide to go out and do your own will when you've already been given direction and stuff. I tell you, you people are something. And if you think that we're going to tolerate your rebellious people infiltrating and getting into this ministry, you got another thing coming. I'm laying that this day is the axe laid to the root of the tree. Brother Chris in Virginia, call number 571. This is Pastor Dow. You there?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Shabbat Shalom. How are you, Pastor?
I'm all right.
Okay. I just wanted to call in and say Shabbat Shalom and get on here. Not really much I want to say. Just said Shabbat Shalom and thank you for taking my call.
God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Brother Miguel. Brother Miguel. Call number 775-775 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strip Truth Radio broadcast. I can have a Brother Miguel.
Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd.
Hey, bless you. Bless you, my brother. How are you?
I'm blessed to the Most High, yeah, sir. I'm still battling some symptoms, but I'm still blessed. I just wanted to reach out to you and just thank you for obeying the Most High, yeah, all those many years ago, and for your courage, your strength, your compassion, your love, your long-suffering. And I just have to say that watching that debate, you know, I have to echo the sentiments of the brother because I found myself getting very angry, especially whenever the so-called Pastor Roberts would open his mouth to say anything, but especially when he had the gall to insult you. I know that it was the Most High Yah's presence there that, and the fact that we live in the day that we are, that he's still even alive today. if you know what I mean. So, you know, I do, you know, lots of times I am going to go back through it, and like you said, fast forward through his part, because I found myself just saying, talking to the screen, telling him, shut up, just shut up, you know, and so many times, I know your sincerity and wanted to actually hear what he had to say, actually prolonged the entire event, because your mission there was to the saints that supported you there, and the saints that were, you know, out in YouTube watching it, so we could learn. And I just thank you for that. I love you, and I just thank the Most High for you and all the saints of Straightway. And that's all, Pastor. I love you. Shabbat Shalom.
All right, bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Florida. Let's go to Brother Chili. Call number 310-310. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Jude radio broadcast. I can have it, Brother Chili.
How you doing, Pastor Dow?
I'm all right. I can help you.
Just want to say thank you for pairing that up at the debate. That was awesome. I just can't believe somebody of that age doesn't know how, say that he knows so much about languages and thesis and stuff like that, but it was frustrating to hear it all.
Yeah, it is.
Hello?
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Hello? Hello?
I'm here, brother.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor Dow. No, I just want to say, man, I've been watching your videos, like somebody laid a horrible foundation there. So that's going to be a whole lot of work for doing block work. And that sister, Mother Gina, that was, I had to listen to it like 3 times. That was very, very convicting. That was very beautiful, and that's 25 years of that experience. I was when I heard the audio on YouTube, it was very, very convicting. So, yeah, like you said, if the day of judgment came, we can't go out there as thinking of ourselves higher than we are. And I just want to say thank you for being a good example, great example, and being a good father to all of us. And I just want to say thank you to all Israel, and have a good night and Shabbat Shalom.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. Be encouraged. All right, let's go to Minnesota, to Brother David. Call number 763-763. Hey, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help Brother David.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. How you doing?
All right, I'm blessed. I can help you.
Not much, sir. Just wanted to give you a call, say Shabbat Shalom. I want to say you did a great job on the debate. Man, I just learned a lot. I learned a lot from you all the time, Pastor, just seeing how you can change yourself to different in the environment that you're in. You can be a certain way that requires you to be in every different environment. So that's very admirable. And just kind of want to give a quick testimony, too, sir, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
I want to let you know that this month actually marks a 1 year for me and my wife listening to you, Pastor. And, man, the amount of growth that we've been able to, produce, all because of Yah and all because of the ministry, has been just sobering and humbling. A year ago, I was sitting in my living room, Pastor, smoking weed and just being a heathen and just being rebellious. And it really just took one Shabbat service from you to say, man, if you smoking dope and you ain't being a real man. And that's when I grabbed everything and I threw it all away, and I haven't touched it since, from 1 year now. And I've just been focused, learning from you, learning from all the men of Israel, and, be able to move out to the country, be able to store food, be able to buy guns, to be able to fellowship with the brethren that I'm fellowshipping around here, being able to visit Straightway, build relationships with just a multiple group of people. It's just been awesome, Pastor. I've been loving it. It's been encouraging. I know that I've been here for at least a year. I know it's not much, but it's encouraging me coming into this dead season, which we already are in. And I just want to say thank you, and I honor you, Pastor. I have a high level of reverence towards you as you being the leader of this ministry. And I just want to say thank you, Pastor. That's all.
Well, let me say this to you, Brother David, and all y'all up there in that area in Minnesota. Brother, don't y'all move to any other places or any other communities or any other people that are affiliated with Straightway without consulting with myself here at Straightway before y'all make a life-changing move like that. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Yes, sir.
All right. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. All right, we have Brother Cody wants to say Shabbat shalom real quick.
Hey, put him on.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dell. Bless you, sir.
And bless you, Brother Cody. How you doing?
Oh, you know, just enjoying the Sabbath, working hard. We just had a snowstorm. We got about 4 to 5 inches of snow just when I drove up here. It's pretty nutty. Cars in the ditches. It's pretty wild.
Send some of it down here.
All right. We'd be happy for you to take it. But, sir, I had a quick question for you.
What you got?
Me and Brother David were talking, and we were talking about burning incense, like when Israelites would burn incense to other gods. That's been coming up a lot lately. I can read a little something out of Jeremiah 1:16. And it says,
uh-huh.
I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worship the works of their own hands. And my question is, what is burning incense to other gods? What does that symbolize, and what does that mean for us today?
Well, the book teaches us, according to the prophets, that our prayers are supposed to go up like sweet incense. And the pagan nations had many different ways to honor their deities. Now, I don't think there's nothing wrong with incense in itself in order to bring a sweet savor or sweet smell in the home. You just have to make sure that there's no connection of incense to any pagan deities or pagan gods. You know, a lot of times most of these people get these incense, they've already been prayed over and stuff like that, especially if they come from people from, you know, different countries. You know, India is big on incense, and they big on paganism. India is a heathen country, a straight-up heathen country. So what you have to do more than anything, just concentrate on the incense of your prayers going up as a sweet savior for the Most High.
Roger that. Thank you, sir.
You be in a safe area, but evaluate where these incense come from if you wanted to, you know, smell something sweet or something like that. I mean, they say all kind of stuff, you know what I mean, but be careful where you get it from.
Yes, sir. Roger that. Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Love y'all. Bless you, Sister Evelyn.
Love you, too.
Hallelujah. Go to California. Brother Daniel, call number 510-510, Pastor Dow. You on the Straight Ritual Radio broadcast. I can help you there, Brother Daniel.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
I'm well. I can help you.
I need help, man. I need help, and that's why I'm calling you. The spirit of confusion and the spirit of Babylon is upon me, and I need help, and I have a series of questions. They're just yes or no, and let's just bang through these real quick. Can you do that for me?
Well, actually, what you need to do is you need to call the dining hall, because, I mean, this ain't the platform to ask a series of questions on. You need to call the dining hall so we can leave your name and number so we can put you in touch with Brother Jawan out there in California, and he's right there with you, and he can help you even to a greater capacity because he's right there.
Okay.
Now, if you got a couple of them, you can run a couple of them past me right now.
Okay, let's do this. Is Jesus Yahuwah?
Yes.
Okay, in Isaiah 9:6, one of Jesus' names is the Eternal Father. So when Jesus prays in the New Testament, is he praying to himself?
The problem that we have today is that people forget what the Torah says. Yah is a spirit. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What Yah did was create himself a body. And in that body, Yahshua, salvation for the Israelites and mankind, he divested himself of all authority and all power on this earth. All of it, every bit of it. And he had to operate by faith. So when he was praying to the Father, it was his spirit. It's his spirit is praying, but he is actually doing the same thing, leading by example what we should be doing, and actually trusting in the Father. Because remember, he said it wasn't him that doeth the work, but the Father that is in him. He is the one that doeth the work. So it's learning how to be able to separate the flesh from the spirit. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Genesis 1:26, let us create man in our image. Who's the us, who's the our?
The us, Elohim, is a singular plural possessive noun. Alright, so you're thinking after a Western mindset and not an Eastern mindset. When you talk about us, you think about us more than what? Remember, let's quote, have you got your Bible?
Yes.
Go to 1 John 5:7.
1 John 5:7.
Go there.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
You got it?
Yes.
Are you do you have a spirit, yes or no?
I have a spirit.
Yes. Do you have a body?
Yes.
You hear that?
Yes.
Do you have emotions?
Yes.
Good. You just made up all that the image of Yah is created in. You are a spirit.
Yes.
You have a body. Is that right?
Yes.
And you have a soul.
Yes. I mean, Deuteronomy 6:4 seems pretty clear to me.
You got it?
I got it.
Then it doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
I'll give you one more. All right?
Give me one more.
1 Timothy 3:16.
1 Timothy 3:16.
Read that.
First Timothy 3:16.
Jordan,
and without
controversy,
good. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen as angels, priests.
God was what?
Manifest in the flesh.
That means he was clearly seen in the flesh. Read on.
Justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
And received up into glory, preached unto the Gentiles. Isn't that amazing? Who was that Yah? That Yah was Yahshua HaMashiach, what we commonly refer to in the English tongue as Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
You all right?
I'm all right.
Stay connected.
All right. You too.
Shabbat shalom.
I love you and I thank you.
Love you too, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Hey, 786, Brother Jerry. Pastor Dow, you on Survey 2 Radio Broadcast. I can help Brother Jerry.
Shabbat Shalom, Honorable Pastor Dow. Bless you, sir.
Bless you. How you doing,
Pastor?
Bro?
I'm blessed. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged because I'm so thankful that you had this debate and the devil showed up. You know, at first, I didn't think he had to. Go ahead, Pastor.
No, go ahead.
I didn't think he had the courage to show up, but I'm glad he did because within that mix, it showed who had the spirit of Yah and who was working in the demonical realm of the apostle himself. So I never knew what the devil looked like until Pastor, until Mr. Robert showed up, because that man acted out and he showed a fool of himself. And it showed me what not to be like, and it showed me that I know that I'm firm in the man who I'm following after, who's following Christ. Because the example you showed for Pastor was humble. You showed all the fruits of the Spirit. You didn't go out of character. You didn't go out of line. You remained humble the whole nine yards. And you gave facts. You gave facts. And there's no excuses that anybody in this world can give against the topic that you pulled up, Pastor.
It's true.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. And, you know, with that being said, with the interview that you had with Mother Gina, I'm telling you, Pastor, it's so edifying. You know, immediately, I wasn't able to hear it until it was posted up on the YouTube channel, but my wife was able to hear it, and I went to work. When I got home the very next morning, the first thing my wife came to me and told me was, honey, I apologize because I've not been a wife to you. I've been a concubine, and I know what I need to work on to get my heart together. And that just, it humbled me because I know that if it wasn't for this truth right here, we wouldn't know anything that's going on in this wicked world. As being that we're young pastors, we're foolish, we're ignorant, we don't know a damn thing. And if it wasn't for this ministry, I would have known what it would be like to be a young man learning to be a man up under you, and for my wife to know how to be a better wife with the example that you put forth. So I just thank this ministry so much. I thank you, Pastor, for the debt that you put into the word, the time that you invest into feeding us as your flock, as your sheep. I thank you so much for taking up the pastorship to show us what example of a man that you can be. And I thank you so much, Pastor. That's all I have to say.
Bless you, brother. D. Jerry. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Bless you.
Let's go to Canada. The Brother Ugly, call number 647 is Pastor Dow. You're on the Servitude Radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Ugly.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
Hey, bless you, my brother. Doing well. What you got?
Hallelujah. I just wanted to call because I haven't spoken to you in a while, and I wanted to congratulate you on the debate last week. Is it okay if we call you champ?
Sure.
It was very good, Pastor. I've had a very good week. I'm, you know, always in communication with the saints here. I had a good talk with Brother Chris this week, you know, baby Isaac's father, and he enjoyed the debate. He said it was better than the Super Bowl. And I met up with Brother John yesterday, who you met this summer. He gave me a call this week, and we had a really good fellowship, really good time. Getting better acquainted and just very encouraging. And, just striving. Just want to let you know I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. And
good.
Just want to tell all the saints I love you all, miss you all, and hope to see you all soon. And may keep blessing you all. Stay encouraged. And finally, just the interview you did with Mother Gina. That was incredible. Very edifying. Even as a brother, you know, even though we're talking about polygyny, we often talk about the sisters because they're the wives, but we are the bride of Yeshua, and I learned so much from that woman about my own walk and my own role as a bride to Christ. So that's all I got, Pastor. Bless you all. Bless Sister Carol, and Shabbat Shalom, saints. Love you all.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, I like that. Y'all been in Canada. That's a big old area. Y'all make sure y'all do that. Visit each other. intermingle with each other. Encourage each other.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
All right, bless you, Brother Ugly.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. All right, now this switchboard is kind of messing up here a little bit, but that's all right. Let's go to New York. Brother Steve, call number 347-347. It's Pastor Dow. You're on a straightway truth radio broadcast. I can have Brother Steve. Come on with it, brother.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, my shepherd. Oh, man, Pastor. I literally don't have the mouth to digest the amount of food spiritually that I received this week, from carnality to polygyny, to biblical marriage as a whole. I find myself astonished at what the Most High has done in my life in order to get me even to where I am now. Being born in a Seventh-day Adventist Christian family under the household of an Ahab and a Jezebel.
Woo!
Me in the lines of living that generational curse and living that out as an Ahab, marrying a Jezebel and living that to my children. That is what I had waiting for me before. And the Most High knocked on my door and brought me to this ministry where my eyes have truly been opened to who I am and the blessings that come with being a true Hebrew Israelite in name and in culture. I find myself astonished at how I got here, and I am so thankful that the Most High knocked on my door to even be able to hear messages like this and even to hear such an interview. Pastor, you've been preaching to us for a long time, and I'm honored to be a young married couple in this ministry, being able to even hear this much nutrition. I have no excuse but to walk righteously.
Hallelujah.
The amount of food that has been given to us, there is literally no excuse in the book I can come up with to say why I can't and should not be doing this. I am so joyful to be here, and I couldn't have done it. This is really the Most High, and He is raising Yisrael up, and there's a reason why us as men have you before us. We are here to bring back the heritage of Yisrael. Thank you, Pastor. Keep on doing as you do, and we will continue to follow you as you follow Christ. Bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Bless you, son. Be encouraged.
Yes, sir. Bless you. Shabbat shalom, my shepherd. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom. Good hearing from you, man. I understand the impact that makes and how it gets you. I really, truly do. What a beautiful thing it is. What a beautiful thing. New York, 646-646. Pastor Dow here. On the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat shalom, my pastor. How you doing? This is Brother Nick.
All right. Thanks for the Most High, y'all. Who's this?
Brother Nick.
Brother Nick. How you doing? Hey, Brother Nick. Thanks for the gift, man. I hadn't had an opportunity to get to it yet, to try it out yet, but thanks for the gift.
All glory to the Most High. All glory to Him. Hallelujah. I'm glad you appreciate it, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm calling because, man, this week has really been extremely humbling, extremely humbling. You know, I would definitely have to say that I'm finally starting to understand, you know, to another degree why you've been stressing out biblical marriage for so long. And, you know, this week in particular, you know, I was getting ready for work, and I can't explain it, but it's literally like within a second time while I was in the shower, literally in the span of a second, the Most High played out a whole vivid vision before my eyes. And, you know, in this vision, it was as if I was, you know, in the darkness, committing the same sin over and over and over. And then a group of what I perceived as thugs, you know, were chasing me. And me trying to run away, the thugs eventually, you know, caught up to me. And they beat me down so bad to the point where I was left as a bloody pulp. And they told me, you know, that if you don't stop, the next time we're going to kill you. And immediately, it was almost as if I realized that if my body was in jeopardy, as in my physical life was in jeopardy, I would have corrected myself long time ago. But because we don't receive any, you know, condemnation on this physical flesh, we act as if that's a license to continue sinning. And Yah is showing us, but how would I say it? How much more should we fear Yah, who can not only, you know, destroy the flesh, but can destroy our spirit as well?
That's right.
And that's like really been humbling me. And I've been realizing that, you know, touching on the biblical marriage, we're like requiring a lot of women that we as men aren't able to produce ourselves in our relationship with the Father. We keep talking about submission, 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 but yet we don't fully submit unto Yah. And that's like really, you know, humbling me. And it's like, I'm so glad, you know, for you and for the ministry, you know, and all the food that you've been giving us, because it's really helping us grow and become the men that we ought to be. So thank you, Pastor.
Well, you're welcome. Stay encouraged.
Yes, sir. I will. Love you. Shabbat shalom.
Love you, basic brother. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Georgia. Sister Sakaya. This is Pastor Dow, 404. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, my sister?
Shalom, my pastor. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed of the Most High, y'all out of favor. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Just call. I'm fighting. You know, it's hard when you're by yourself sometimes. I'm just fighting against some things. I've been having people call, like family members, and I've been giving them, I guess you could say, advice according to the word. I always ask them. I can give you two answers. You want what the world's gonna tell you? What do you want? What the Most High is gonna tell you? And I've been noticing, I guess I've been giving the right answers according to the Most High, because I've been getting, I want to say, some opposition. Like my sister, oh, I don't want to hear what you got to say. I don't want to hear that. And it's hard because I know, like you told me last time, keep striving, and I got to keep pushing forward and do what I got to do. And I was just calling to get some prayer from you. For some strength and just a little encouragement is all.
Well, sister, the Most High is actually, what he's doing is, you need to read Matthew 10, starting at verse 30, on to the end of that chapter. And what Yah is doing is bringing about a divide. He's separating you and severing you from that fleshly family who you're still trying to make unity with, which it can't be done. Because you ought to thank Yah that he chose you and not them. Sure, you'll love them and be saved, but right now your eyes of your understanding is open. So what you're experiencing is the great severing and the divide of Yah actually picking and choosing you, and your family actually hates Yah, don't want to have anything to do with him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank you. Of course, I watched. Well, I tried to watch some of the debate. I could only watch so much because I felt myself getting upset because no question was answered from him. I saw a lot of neck twisting and a lot of charisma coming from the dude. He's a great motivational speaker, but he wasn't talking about anything relevant. But I watched that, and you kind of encouraged me with the debate because I've always been teased by the world for being a nerd and always reading, and I'd rather go read a book than do this or that and the third, and just seeing how you executed everything according to that book that you read faithfully and you study and you meditate on. It gave me strength to just keep going. You know, don't listen to what these people say. You know, just keep going. You know, so I just wanted to thank you for that. And say Shabbat Shalom, Pastor, and just keep doing, keep following Yah.
All right. Be encouraged.
Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Brother Zach Dowell, 717-717. This is Pastor Dowell. You on service radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Zach?
Shalom, my pastor. How are you?
Blessed on the Most High, y'all. Highly favored. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say it was an honor to see you again last weekend, and I enjoyed your hospitality and generosity and fellowship with the saints. And I wanted to thank Sister Brittany for talking to me with in regards to some of my legal affairs. And if the Father wills it, hopefully she'll stumble across someone who may be able to help me out. But I really wanted to share a testimony. I thought, well, first of all, you did an excellent job down there in the debate. You know, you didn't wait till the third round to knock him out. You just delivered the blow in the first round. I'm sure Muhammad Ali would be proud if he was still with us. And I thought Brother Dave, the moderator, I thought he did an excellent job moderating despite the rudeness and the bad spirit that the other party was displaying and was, you know, given onto him. So I did want to say it's been a very difficult journey these past several years, and I just wanted to thank the Most High for putting the story of Job in the Bible, and that's really been helping me out with all my struggles and through losing, you know, all my finances and my my health and family and friends these past few years. I'm still in the war, and I just want to thank.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's in no small part to the Most High putting straightway in my path, and without the fellowship of you all, you know, I don't know where I'd be, and all I know because of with your help, I'm, you know, still in the war. So I just wanted to share that and say thank you very much, and I am truly blessed to have family like you all.
Well, hey, equally same here, man. It's good seeing your face again. Thank you for coming down and honoring me, brother. It really truly was a blessing.
Yes, yes, sir. And I just hope I can get back to work here soon because I really like to keep contributing to the ministry, and I obviously want to do that to a greater extent. And if the Most High would honor me and would allow me to get back to work, you know, that's something I really want to do. So thank you again, and Shabbat Shalom.
All right, my brother. You're welcome. Be encouraged. Shabbat Shalom. See y'all Shabbat morning, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, that's it. We tapping out. Hey, see y'all Shabbat morning. Be the Father's will. The way is getting straight. The road is narrowing. Only a few there's going to be that's going to find it. That's it. Only a few. I hope that you're a part of that view. I bless y'all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming now, soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Be careful. Be very careful who you listen to. very careful. And if you can, I would like for all y'all who has access to the internet to get out there and start warning people against this snake and dog. Comment. We need to destroy the devil all that we can. And don't forget to let the videos monetize, all right? Let the videos play, all right? Glory to the King. See y'all in the morning. King coming. Oh, by the way, we glad to have Elder Doug, Brother Scott, and Brother Brent back. They've been down in South Carolina working all week long. Woo, they've been getting after it. Talk to Brother Scott, man. He said that they went through 4 pallets of Quick Creek, and they mixed all that Quick Creek by hand in the wheelbarrow. Brother Brent said he was in drone stage. Man, they got a lot of work done. They put it down. Lords of the King. Shalom. You weave your spell, your eyes blaze back at me.